This is the Make Money Blogging Podcast, episode 28 with digital nomad wannabe founder, Sharon Gulley. In today's episode, I'm discussing everything link building. It's a topic that often comes up in the D&W community because I think it's something many bloggers either want to avoid or feel there is some trick that would just make it happen. Now, the reality is that it's not something to avoid and there is no magic secret. However, I promise it's really not that hard or bad, and it's not something to procrastinate about either. You know, just get it done. So today's episode, I'm discussing everything link building, why it's necessary, the alternatives, because there are alternatives and I'm going to discuss those with you, and how I recommend going about link building. I'm also going to talk about outsourcing when it comes to link building and give you an example on the return you might get from your blog if you do link build versus if you don't. Now, this episode is for anyone who wants to get more traffic and grow their blog with more search traffic.
Welcome to the Make Money Blogging Podcast with Digital Nomad Wannabe. Each week on this show, you'll find actionable tips and strategies for growing traffic and income from your blog with no fluff, so you can quit the day job and have more freedom to do what you love. From SEO to affiliate marketing to blogging business strategies, it's all here. Let's start with your host, digitalnomadwannabe.com founder, Sharon Gourlay.
So today we are talking about link building. But first, a quick apology. I know at the end of my last podcast, I said I was going to talk about building a blog to sell, and that is coming. But I decided to talk about link building first because I'm getting ready to run the super popular Digital Nomad Wannabe 7-Day Link Building Challenge, so it's very much on my mind at the moment. I also recently did a course from someone who advocates not link building. I was really interested in how they go about it. So I definitely have been comparing a lot the strategy of link building versus not link building and where I sort of rank it in just how important I find it. And I do still think link building is one of the most important parts of SEO. You can think of links like votes to your site. You know, everything else you do for SEO is showing Google your content is great and letting Google know who it is relevant for. Now, links are part of the puzzle that show Google other people think your content is great. You know, they wouldn't link to it if it wasn't great, right? So it shows Google your content is quality and you're an authority, and it's incredibly important because it's like one of those things. It doesn't really matter so much what you say about yourself to Google. It matters what other people say, and that's what links are showing. So keep listening as I break down how to go about this, why I don't think you should ignore it, and more. Now, don't forget you can find today's show notes at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode28. And if you enjoy today's show, make sure you subscribe to the Make Money Blogging Podcast and leave a review. Now, this episode is sponsored by the 7-Day Link Building Challenge, my free email challenge, which teaches you how to build links in bite-sized chunks over 7 days, while also challenging you to build 2 new links a day. Now, it's a really great way to get your link building efforts on track and learn sustainable ways to get your blog out there. Now, you can sign up for this at any time. It's always available at digitalnomadwannabe.com/links. But if you're listening to this around the time it's published, I highly recommend you sign up right now. Whether you've done it before or not, it's always great to do it again, as I'm about to run it live in the Digital Nomad Wannabe Facebook group. And this usually means about 500 to 700 of us do it at once and help each other out. And there's just so many more links. It just makes it all easier. It makes it fun. I really enjoy the 7-Day Link Building Challenge when I run it live, which I do twice a year. I always do it myself again. It's just like a way to like kickstart your efforts, whether you're new to link building or you're not, but you just, you know, want to kick up the butt. This is like a really quick and easy way to just get into it. So I highly recommend you go to digitalnomadwannabe.com/links and sign up for that free challenge. So let's get started. You know, I've already talked a little about why link building is so important, but I also want to talk about whether it's necessary, because I personally find this a really interesting topic. And I think some people do just want to believe it's not necessary and don't really have reasoning. And I think it's important to think through the pros and cons so that you can make your own decision. Because there's certainly people out there who say it isn't necessary. Like I said, I've recently done a course about this approach, mainly because I'm someone who wants to run many sites. And I do find link building is something that stops me from being able to accelerate the process. Because the way I go about link building, you know, it's all about relationships and the other bloggers you know and all of that. And it's like you can, when you're going really white hat like that, there's only so many links you can build at once. And if you're running 1 or 2 or even 3 sites, you know, that'll be fine. But once you get beyond that, it's difficult, right? Like I need to be able to do something else if I want to keep building lots of new sites. So I'm definitely investigating building ones without links, and I will give it a go when I have time. Like while I think this is possible, I do think it's a longer, more painful route, and it's not the one that I would recommend unless you're like me and have lots of sites. You know, now there is one site I have built up without ever doing link building, and that is Digital Nomad Wannabe. It's around DA40 last time I looked, and I never did anything. But I tell you what, it doesn't get much search traffic, right? I mean, it's in a highly popular area being about SEO, so I've actually not tried to get search traffic for that blog. It's my only site where I don't do that. But a lot of that was actually because I had income reports on my site and a lot of people linked to income reports. So, I mean, there's a little trick of how you could gain links without doing link building is income reports can work. But anyway, the people who sell courses on how to go about building sites without link building and promote it, they get away with doing it because they go for very low-hanging fruits. They look for keywords where there isn't any real competition. Okay, so they don't care if the search volume is crazy low, as long as the keyword doesn't have competition. Now, this is fine, right? And obviously it works for people, but it does mean it's rare you'll get quality audience for monetization like affiliates, okay, or even ads that give a really good return. Because the reality is if a keyword is like a great keyword that's worth money, you know, it's going to have competition, right? It's not going to be those low, super low competition keyword. So it really just leaves you with ad networks for monetization. And if you are lucky, you know, this might get you a return of 2 cents a user. So if you're getting often in like Mediavine or Azoric or whatever, it'll be $20 RPM or EPMV, which amounts to 2 cents for someone going on your site, right? So which is, in my opinion, incredibly low. And even getting that might be difficult. Okay, I've only had one site where I've got more than that with advertising. Now, using techniques I teach with SEO and affiliate marketing, this should be more like 10 to 50 cents a user, right? So you're talking 5 to 25 times as much money if you can rank for those keywords that attract those people with buying intent, okay? And if you don't know what I'm talking about there, you know, you can listen to my podcast on affiliate marketing or go look at Digital Nomad Wannabe for more on that. Just trust me, if you can get affiliates working with SEO, it is worth a lot more money. And this is really a huge difference in return for the effort that you put in. The people who go about not link building, they also need to create very quality content and do a lot of extra stuff to try and get links to their content. So it's like they still want links, but they want to do it within, like by just having, you know, simply amazing content. So having, you know, lots of charts and tables can be an approach, for example, that people will want to link to or include. They also improve their rankings by producing lots of content on a similar topic. So where with some links, you might be able to rank one article, you know, just on one topic. So you just have one article on that topic on your site and you get some links and you might be able to rank well and get traffic to that post. They may need to produce 50 articles on the same topic to get the same effect. Okay, so you're really swapping time that you would spend link building on content. And then in my opinion, you're going to spend a lot more time on content than what you would doing link building to get the same results. Okay, and then even when you get the results, you're likely to get a lower return because you're probably only going to get advertising money and not able to use things like affiliates effectively. Okay, so hopefully that makes some sense. I like to think about this for me because I outsource my content. I just think about when will I get a return on that money that I spend, the money I invest in content, when will I get my money back if I took the approach of just wanting advertising money versus affiliates, right? So I'm going to walk through how I calculate that. And I know that many of you would not be outsourcing all your content, but I really want you to consider that spending your own time writing this content is money, you know, it does matter. And this is just a way to illustrate it, but it really just applies equally well to your time. So just say I spend $200 on an article and I can get 500 users to a month to the article. That's what I expect to happen. Now, if I'm getting a 10 cent return per user, so the lowest I would expect using affiliates and the process I use on my sites, that article would make $50 a month. So I'll pay back that original $200 investment in about 4 months, and then I'll be making profit from that point. But if I can only use ads and I'm getting that 2 cents a user, which again, you know, you might not even get, that's $10 a month, okay? So if you're making $10 a month from that article, it's going to take a whopping 20 months to pay the investment back on that $200 for the articles. So it will take until month 21 before you make any profit, okay, compared to month 5. So see what you're giving up if you take the approach of low-hanging fruit to avoid link building. Now, like I said, you might outsource, but the time you spend is a valuable resource. And, you know, if you can pay that back and get your time, your effort back, start making money that much quicker, it's really going to make a huge difference to your business. And I really think it's just much better spending, you know, some time link building and growing your authority than sticking with the low hanging fruit, hoping you gain authority one day, because these people do hope they'll get links. And then later on, you might be able to rank for those more competitive keywords where you'll get a better return. But that's, you know, a lot further down the track. Now, I really think as a blogger, you're in a great position, and link building is not that hard, as you often have a network of other bloggers surrounding you, and it doesn't actually even take much time. I spend so little time on link building, really. And you've got things like the 7-day link building challenge. If you don't have a network of bloggers right now, you can sign up for that and make a network in the DNW Facebook group. Now, I only really see not link building as a strategy that I would recommend. If you are like me and have a ton of sites and it's not possible to build white hat links to them all at once, you know, so it throttles your growth. Okay, I can see why I'm looking into it, and I'm still like just very hesitant because I feel like I'm going to have to spend a lot of money on a lot of content before I'm going to see any return, and that's just not how I like to do things. I really think it is much quicker and easier to build links. Of course, you know, you can worry about the lists with risks with link building, and not link building can seem safer and less likely you'll be hit by Google updates. Now, I only advocate the safest forms of link building, often referred to as white hat, but there is risk in any link building, as doing any is against Google guidelines, okay? They don't want you to do anything that could sway your position in search results. However, I don't believe I've ever got in trouble for sticking to white hat link building, and I 100% believe there are risks in doing none as well. You know, often when I've been hit by a Google update, and I think it's pretty much always actually, it's my sites with the weakest link profiles that get hit. I actually think it's like Google reevaluates when they're doing those updates a lot of the time. Well, obviously they're reevaluating. Actually, that's the point of an update. And then they realize, oh, you know, your authority isn't actually that good. You shouldn't be ranking that well. There's not many links to you, you know, and you slide down. So I do believe there is also a risk with not link building, especially in the early years of your site. So how can you link build? Well, I do really recommend, and I'm going to say it again, because honestly, the 7-day link building challenge, it's like I think it's the first challenge I ever built when I first started the Facebook group, the DNW Facebook group. And I really think it's really awesome. So I do recommend you sign up to digitalnomadwannabe.com/link and do the challenge, because it will go through more in detail exactly how to do the things that I'm talking about now. And, you know, you get that bite-sized chunk of work to do every day. It really does help push you along. But here are some common ways. So, you know, one of the easiest is to write comments. Now, comments are never going to be powerful links. And to be honest, I don't do them so much for hoping it will gain authority for my site, right? I do it because, you know, I want my link profiles to look natural, as in my sites should have links to them like any other site would if the person wasn't consciously building links, okay, but they were coming. And definitely when bloggers start out, I think all of us do comments, right? You'd go in those comment pods and you comment back and forth on people's sites, which I really don't recommend you do that. I think that's a waste of time, but you can find quality sites to comment on, or just in future, whenever you read a blog post that you enjoy, like just comment on it, put a link to your site, right? It can be very natural. Now, link swapping. This is the one where I would say be the most careful, because it's the one where I see bloggers being the most irresponsible. I've been in some, I can't say for other niches, with travel blogging, I've been in some of the travel blogging link swap groups, and I think they can be a bit out of control, as in people are like link building to every single link swapping for every single post that they build, and that one shouldn't be necessary. You know, just grow up the authority of your site and then go for keywords you can rank for. And it's like too much if you're always doing that. You know, Google can see your relationships with other sites. They're going to work out you're doing all that swapping. It really should be very minimal. I definitely do some link swapping, but I would not do very many to any sites, you know, like maybe 5 to 10 to a site ever. I don't want to risk that. Because my other problem with link swapping too is I find a lot of bloggers, when they don't really understand link building and when you have to give them a link back, there's this big push for exact match anchor text. So that means if their article is on best things to do in Melbourne, they want the link where you link to them to say best things to do in Melbourne and have the link to their article. That's exact match anchor text, so exactly matching the keyword. And that just, in practice, that just about never happens, right? For a natural link, it just wouldn't say those exact match keywords. So I just feel like that's a really easy way Google could work out that you built that link. So I just like to avoid it. And I do recommend you avoid doing that. So it kind of turns me off link swapping, because the people I'm swapping with don't often understand, and it just can, I don't know, I get kind of annoyed, to be honest. But it is definitely a way to build some links. And it's, you know, when you first start a site, especially if you have another blog, it can be an easy way just to get some links to start you off. You know, maybe just go get 5 links, link to someone from your original blog and get them to link to your new one. But don't go crazy. It should only be a very small percentage of your overall links. Now, collaborative posts, they're one of my favorite ways. Collaborative post, this is covered in the Link Building Challenge, and there's also a whole tutorial on Digital Nomad Wannabe on exactly how to go about this and what they are if you don't know. But basically it's like, you know, I have an article on best beaches in Tasmania, and I did a call out to other bloggers going, what's your best beach in Tasmania? They write me 200 words on what they think the best beach is, and they give me a photo, and I include that in the article with a link to their site, right? So that's a collab. Now, I do a lot of them for other people, because to write 200 words on a topic I know well and give a photo, you know, that takes me like 10 minutes and I get a link. So, I mean, it's not the most powerful link in the world, because there's usually, say, like 20 different bloggers in that post. So there's 20 different links. That kind of dilutes the benefit of the link you get. But it's just so quick and easy. I find it good bang for buck. So I do a lot of those. There's also guest posts. Okay, now this one can be a bit controversial, because Google likes to change their mind about whether they think it's okay or not. Their latest one that I heard, I mean, I haven't looked it up recently because I don't really care that much what they say about it, is that they'll penalize you for guest posts, okay, that guest posts should have a no-follow link, which I think is a bit ridiculous, because you're meant to have no-follow links when there's a commercial relationship. Well, someone writing a guest post for you could legitimately just be wanting access to your audience, right? And it seems unfair to give them a no-follow link when they've written this whole post for you. So, yeah, Google can be a bit dodgy on it. To be honest, I'm not particularly worried, because I think there are so many legitimate reasons you might write a post for someone and get a link to your site that it'd be hard for them to just mass penalize. But, yeah, I guess I would put a caveat on that one, that Google, you know, has said a few things about it. But my gut feel is this is not something that's going to be penalized anytime soon. I guess we'll just see how it goes. I think it is a really effective way to get links, because a good thing about a guest post, it's a lot more work than, say, a collaborative post, but it's only linking to you, right? Like, it doesn't have to link to 20 other blogs, so you can get you some really good links, especially if it's on a high authority site. Now, you can also get links from forums. So this could be things like Quora or any other forums that exist out there. Now, usually these will be no follow, so that means that there's less benefit, but there is still benefit. It's still your URL getting out there, so it can be worthwhile having some forum links. Social media, of course. While I sort of consider social shares a little bit different to getting links to your site, they are still links to your site. They all help in this sort of area of showing that your content is quality. You know, a post being shared a lot on social media, I know many of us have seen that when a post has gone really well on social media, it tends to go really well in SEO as well. Google definitely takes that into account. So, yeah, definitely getting it out on social media can help. Now, HARO, stands for Help a Reporter Out. That's a service where, like, reporters or even other bloggers put a call out that they want, you know, like an expert opinion, or they might be doing something like a collab and they want, you know, some information from people out there that they can use in their post, right? And you can sign up for this email that comes out 3 or 5 times a day, something like that. And it has all these opportunities. So you can see one that applies to you. You can respond and see if you can get your link. Now, with this, there is no guarantee you'll get a link. There's no guarantee of anything, really. But it can be a really effective way to get a whole lot of links to your site and to also get some links on some really big sites, because, you know, some of the big news sites also advertise in HARO, so it can be a way to get those much harder to get really awesome links. So it can be worth a go as well. And then there is one that I find actually particularly beneficial but does take a little bit more effort, which is looking at the backlink profile of other sites and seeing how they got their links and then trying to replicate them. You can find some real gold doing this, you know, so it can be a good idea to look at your competitors. Obviously, they need to be in the same niche, because hopefully they have links that are relevant for your site. You can use a tool like Keysearch. I've got a blog post on DNW on how to spy on your competitors, and this talks about exactly how to use Keysearch to do this, to look at backlinks, and I will link to that in the show notes at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode28. Now, there's more than this, right? Like, any way you can think of to get a link online, you know, that can be a way you could go. Now, after all of this, and I'm sure, like, your head's spinning if you're not already on top of this, you could definitely be thinking about outsourcing, or you may be like me and get, you know, too many dodgy emails from SEO agencies offering to do link building for you. Now, all I can say on this topic is a massive danger. Like in my notes for this podcast, I have danger, 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 all in capital letters, right? It is really dangerous to outsource link building. I really can't emphasize that enough. I overall do not recommend it at all, okay? I'm going to talk a little bit about bits that I do outsource that you might want to consider, but as an overall thing, do not outsource this, okay? Not unless you, I don't even know. I don't think I would trust anybody, to be honest. I don't even think if I had a really good friend and I thought they were really good, I would outsource it to them. I'd have to really understand what they were doing. The problem with outsourcing link building is that unless it costs a ton of money, they're going to be doing some really dodgy stuff. And even then they might do dodgy stuff. And if you get a whole lot of links out there to your site that don't look legitimate, that look dodgy to Google, or even just get like, say you get 100 links in a week, you know, unless you're a really big authoritative site, that just ain't natural. You're already going to look dodgy even if the links are good. So just be really aware that there is a really real chance if you outsource this that Google could penalize you, okay? It's a really big risk, so I don't recommend it. Right at the beginning when I started trying to get serious about blogging, and you can see it in my old income reports, I did outsource some link building because I just heard other bloggers promoting them, no doubt just because they would get affiliate payments. And, you know, it was crap. And I did have a site. I did this package with someone, and the next day my site got a penalty. And the links were just terrible. It definitely burned me. I'm really lucky, I guess, in a way that I tried that out right at the beginning on a site that I just built and, you know, it wasn't the end of the world. But yeah, but really be careful. At the very least, if you want to outsource, you want to make sure that you really understand link building and the risks and what risks you're willing to take before you consider doing it. Now, lately I have outsourced a little bit of link building. It's the first time I have, I think, since right at the beginning where I made that mistake. But this is only for very specific tasks where I don't see how it could hurt me. So one area is Wikipedia links. So getting a link on Wikipedia is awesome. It's no follow, but it's such an authoritative site that it is definitely worth getting. So I found a service where they will build you a link on Wikipedia to your site. Now, I used to do that myself, but it took a lot of mucking around. I'd rather just pay, I think it was like $150, and it's happened and they guarantee it for at least 3 months. So I think I'm 2 months in at the moment, so don't want to say who it is till it definitely all goes okay. But yeah, you know, that's something that's safe, right? Because I can't see how that could bite me on the backside. Worst case, the link doesn't stick on Wikipedia and I lost my money, but it's not going to hurt me with Google. The other one I am currently doing is some Haro outsourcing. So for one of my sites, they're trying to build links from Haro for me over 3 months. They only guarantee 5 links, but hopefully I'll get a lot more. We'll find out. But yeah, I see that as very safe too. They're just using Haro. They're really just doing what I would do myself if I had the time to do Haro myself. Okay. So I think in specific examples like that, that's what you want to outsource, and you want to understand what you're doing and the risks of that. Like, I fully understand the risks of that. I feel like they're pretty much zero, so it's fine, you know, but I wouldn't just outsource all my link building. So to recap, because I have talked a lot today, and I know if you're new to blogging, some of this is going to seem a bit technical. Just take it one step at a time, you know, sign up to that link building challenge at digitalnomadwannabe.com/links, get onto it, get started, and you can always listen to this again when you're feeling a little bit more on top of it. So yeah, to recap, links are very important in SEO, and while it may be possible to build up a site without it, I think it's time very well spent that will accelerate your growth and allow you to access better forms of monetization like affiliates faster, sooner, better, everything. Now, there is risk associated with link building, but if it's done well, I don't think it's any riskier than not doing it. Now, there's many ways you can build links, from comments to Haro to guest posts. The 7-day link building challenge, I'm going to say it one more time. I really think it's a great way to go. If you're listening to this around the time I publish it, especially, you know, go do it again. Do the live version. I'll be doing it. It's going to be awesome. Okay, digitalnomadwannabe.com/links. I do think outsourcing is very problematic in this area. Just be really, really careful. You can go find my show notes about all of this at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode28. Now, make sure you subscribe to this channel, because next episode, I'm going to be doing a very special update about what I'm working on in my business and changes I'm making. Now, I haven't shared much personal of what's going on in my business for a while. I do find it really scary putting myself out there like this, but I'm going to be brave and I'm going to share my current struggles with you. So I look forward to chatting with you then.
Thanks for listening to Make Money Blogging with Digital Nomad Wannabe. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable tips and strategies for growing traffic and income for your blog so you can build a blogging business you love. Don't forget to leave a review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you next episode.